midday time is 7 after the hour, Wednesday, the 19th of February, another hour of the Good Day program, focusing on what's going on, what's happening, baby. The don't forget the Olympics, somebody said. Don't forget. Okay. Don't forget spring is coming. All of that good stuff. Essentially, there are lots of things going on. That's pretty much the way it always is, the Olympics and what's happening on the television, what's happening on the radio. There's a lot of good coverage, actually, on the radio. Things that are going on today, U.S. has not meddled in ice dancing. Is that right, Evan? There's no...
Speed skating.
Oh, speed skating. That's what it is. Okay. So the Netherlands captured all three medals in men's speed skating yesterday. And let's see what the count looks like here as I go through a number of the... This count is accurate, I'm guessing, as of this hour. 20 for the Netherlands, now in the first position. The United States in second position. Russians in the third position. And after all, isn't that all that makes any difference? Right? We don't care about the Norwegians, the Canadians, the Germans, the French, the Austrians, or the rest of the countries that are into this. Let's see what talk host Joey Lawrence has gotten out of Steve Futterman, who's over there for CBS. The weather apparently has gotten better. I guess it depends on your definition of better.
Yeah.
There are some. Were you able to post that picture of the farm yesterday? The
I'm getting ready to put it up on Facebook right now.
All right. So the reason that I'm bringing it up here is my definition of winter is what you're going to see at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. It is the driveway going into my farm, one of the farms I have in Framingham, Massachusetts. When you look at it, you'll think that it's going, we're going into Santa's workshop. That's how bad the snow is, the blowing. You can't see 15, 20 feet in front of you. And the piling up of the snow along the driveway, the fences on both sides, the rail fences. But it was yesterday afternoon this picture was taken. So, anyway, that's part of the winter weather discussion. Controversy with U.S. speed skaters, uniforms, that sort of thing. Let's listen now. As in this hour of the program, we are able to take bits and pieces of talk radio programs and talk radio, talk television news talk stuff to sort of bring home the point. And the point here is the weather. How's the weather?
How is the weather? I know so there was some, it's a little too warm, right?
That was last week. This week it's getting, it's actually winter weather. We had some snow today. We had some fog today. We had some rain today. It did delay a couple of events, but looks like everything's going to take place today. They're going to be back on track by the end of the day. No backlog of sports. Remember, a couple of events were postponed, and those are taking place today.
Could you give us the latest on the speed skaters and the Under Armour suits? What's happening there?
Well, they are using the older uniforms. They're both made by Under Armour. These are its version 2014 and the version just before that. They went back to their previous uniforms, and it's made absolutely no difference. They just aren't doing very well. We've been trying to figure out why this has been happening, because they came to Sochi with high expectations. Shawnee Davis was not only a medal favorite, a gold medal favorite, and he didn't medal at all. They're not winning. It's not even close. They're just not even close to getting a medal. And now speculation is that maybe they just peaked too soon. Speed skating is one sport, like many, where you want to peak at the right time, and they were doing very well a few months ago. Maybe that was their peak, and they just peaked too soon. So that's the general feeling right now. It's hard to say scientifically, yes, that's the reason, but again, the people who cover the sport on a regular basis, they feel that may be the case.
What's the buzz? It was very exciting. Americans, Merrill Davis and Charlie White's gold medal for the dancing there, the ice dancing?
Yep, and the first time the U.S. has ever won the gold in that event. Merrill Davis, Charlie White, they came in second 4 years ago in Vancouver, so the U.S. had won a silver. Ironically, the couple that beat them 4 years ago was the couple that they beat last night, the Canadian couple, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer. They actually trained together near the Detroit area, so they have a very close relationship, and they are the top pairs in the world, and the Olympics decide which one's number one and which one's number two.
All right. So, Kenny, I'm just reading through. Ken Kessler's here with me on this hour of the Dexter Mm-hmm. Good Day program, going through some of the blogging, which is basically coming from the participants and those who are covering it directly in the news media. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you sense? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, from people who are listening to or paying attention to what we're saying about the Olympics in this case.
Mary says, I've been enjoying the Olympics, mostly the skating, but it's starting to get to be too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. After this is the second week of it, on and on and on it goes. We all know where it stops, but there's just too much stuff. If you don't want to watch it, then you don't watch it, or you don't want to read about it, you don't read about it, or you want to participate in discussions about it, you don't have to, but it does seem like it's over-the-top stuff, just over and over and on and on. All right, so that's my read on it as well. What else?
On the other hand, Kat says, working from home today means I get to watch the Olympics all day in my PJs.
So what networks are carrying this? The NBC networks include NBC, A&E, Bravo, MSNBC, CNBC. So what networks are carrying all of this in the daytime?
That's it. All the
all
NBC
of those.
Networks.
There's a little bit in BBC. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. All right, what else?
Let's see. Kelsey says, this is, we talked about this before, that softball is out of the summer games. Kelsey says, can we just talk about the fact that curling, ice dancing, speed walking, and that ribbon twirling thing are in the Olympics and softball isn't?
Slovenia.
I don't know either. I don't know what the ribbon twirling thing is.
No. Slovenia, Evan has achieved something incredible. I'm looking at the blog. What have they done? It was a hockey game, apparently. You know what they've accomplished?
They lost to Sweden. Hashtag spoilers.
But Slovenia wasn't expected to be. The fact even that they put a team together, maybe that's what's being acknowledged here.
Well, they were able to win, and they actually won a couple games, which was surprising. Oh. Nobody expected them to win anything.
Okay, so that's what that blog's about. The men's giant slalom will start in about 15 minutes from now in Sochi. Sochi? You say Sochi, I say Sochi. Let's call the whole thing off. Women's snowboarding parallel giant slalom also in about 15 minutes. Men's snowboarding event, giant slalom, that's also in the next half hour or so. Then in the next hour, women's cross-country sprint, team sprinting starts 6:45 Eastern time. Men's cross-country team sprinting, 7:15 Eastern time. Women's long track speed skating, that's the 5,000 meter, 8:30 Eastern time. The biathlon mixed relay starting at 9:30 Eastern time. Women's two man bobsled. Men's would be two man.
So women's, it should probably be two women's women. Two women.
Right. Yeah, what's the matter with you? Two man bobsled with women on them. Come on. Let's get this right. We don't want to be charged with sexual inadequacy. It would be that it was not sexual. It would be just be we would be politically incorrect. But at any rate, you get the idea. There are two people on the bobsled. That starts around noontime. Okay, so there's some of the conversation about the Olympics. Guess we'll dig up a little bit more because that is what people are talking about. 888-302-3684 for your comments, or you can send your comments along to, as Kenny just brought three or four of them out there, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStefan.com or to Ken at DougStefan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Malibone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
All right, we got, where are we, 18, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, talking about the Olympics. American David Wise took home the first ever gold medal in freestyle skiing halfpipe. He overcame his fellow competitors in the really bad conditions. Well, they're actually, they would be good conditions, snow and sleet, right, for a Winter Olympics. Through the snowy fog, there was Alex Diebold, is that how you pronounce his name, Diebold?
Diebold.
All right, Evan, why don't you give us, you're pretty good at this. You've been very carefully watching all this. In 60 seconds, sort of bring us up to date from your perspective as to how things are shaping up. Are there trends here? Is the fact that America's in second place, having the same number of medals, they just are different. Like we've got 6 gold, 4 silver, 10 bronze. That's why we're in second place, because the Netherlands has 6 gold, 6 silver, and 8 bronze. So how would you say things are shaping up for the Americans at the moment?
Things are shaping up pretty well, I'd have to say. We are currently picked up a medal on each day of the Olympics, which is something that we haven't done in past Olympics before. In Vancouver, we only picked up medals on 15 out of 16 days. And currently we're on track to do it. It'll be a little bit tough. Probably means we have to get to the gold medal game in hockey on Sunday, but it's possible. Right now, I'm relatively pleased with our medal output, considering that we've had been such a disappointment in speed skating, and some of the snowboard favorites like Sean White didn't do as well as I had hoped.
All right, so the fraternal order of Olympic participants is doing better or worse than the maternal order of participants. Men doing better than women, or is it pretty much equal?
I honestly haven't done that breakdown. That's actually a really good question.
See, leave it to me to ask a question like that. All right, more on the Olympics, and then we move into Rand Paul territory here on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Detox. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Last night's American Idol, Majesty Rose opening up the program, the singing of the song Happy. The top 10 women now, boiled down to the top 10 women already. And so all 10 of them were on with American Idol presentation last night. You can crank that up if you'd like to. Bring me down,
okay.
Choice of music probably helped her here, I'm guessing. All right, so that's from American Idol. Back to the conversation about the Olympics and the latest from there, at least conversationally. A lot of sports talk radio obviously focused on this. And here are our hosts, Nick Reed, Courtney Tucker, to talk about the problems the speed skaters have had with their uniforms, of all things.
I saw that some of the speed skaters were complaining that they're
joke.
Yeah, the speed skaters weren't faring very well, and so, and I don't know, I guess there are different types of speed skating, I don't know, but they were saying that it might be their, what do you,
their
outfits,
suits.
Uniform suits, because the suits in the middle of the back have this mesh area that is supposed to let out heat, but they complain that it added drag. And I mean, this was my honest first thought. Did they not practice in those things?
They didn't, from what I heard.
I mean, I seriously mean this, and I'm completely ignorant of this stuff. Given how focused athletes are on shaving every one-tenth of a second off, I can't even begin to fathom putting on a totally new suit for an event, not having practiced in it. I can't imagine that. That blows
that
me away.
Pretty common, because there was the Canadian bobsledder.
Yeah.
He decided the day before to try on his outfit, uniform, whatever you were calling him, and he tried to zip it up, and it was too small, and his belly was hanging out.
Now, I would try it on beforehand, but that I could see a little bit differently, because I wouldn't think that.
It shows that he hasn't worn it before, though.
Well, no, that's true. But I would think in something like speed skating, where the movement of your body, the agility, I mean, just, I would think that the clothing that you would wear would be such an important component. With bobsledding, maybe not as much, you know. Well, let me put it this way. Clearly, it makes enough of a difference to where they're claiming, I don't know if they actually believe this or not,
yeah.
But they were claiming that because of a mesh sort of an, it was an oval shape. It's, I don't know how you, I mean, maybe 8 inches up and down and then 5 across.
Well, technically, those outfits were supposed to make them more fast.
Well, that's just it. So my point is, if you're in a sport where an outfit it makes enough of a difference to where it's supposed to make you faster, potentially, you'd think you would try it on and you would practice in it. And if you do practice in it, you'd be able to time yourself and you'd go, oh, yeah, no, this one isn't working for me. My time is off by 1/5 of a second and every 1/10 of a second counts, so we can't do this. But I saw that and that was just what struck me because they were requesting to change, to be able to change their outfits, uniforms, suits. I don't even know what you call it. Singlets, maybe. And I just thought that was a really odd thing. It's kind of a bad deal, too, because then you sound like you're a sore loser, you know?
Oh, that's well, what everyone's that's what, saying.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't matter whether it's true or not that your uniform is slowing you down. You sound like a sore loser.
My God, we spent 3 minutes listening to that. Jeez. All right, wake up, everybody. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature. I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Some people in the news. We'll start with Rand Paul. Shall we do that? There have been a lot of people who are in politics or related to politics or government, that sort of thing, who find Rand Paul to be very attractive. Other people find him to be not very attractive. I don't mean in the way he looks, but whether he's an attractive political candidate, which means, Kenny, probably he has some starch because if people are talking about you, you know that signals at least something good. It's always good to have people talking about you, then ignoring you. Same thing on the radio or television or in the books or anything. So the fact that people are taking shots at Paul mean that he must be gaining some momentum, because usually these things come, it isn't direct from the competitors, but it started by the supporters of competitors. So Ted Cruz's people are probably on the warpath here, only you don't know. It's not supposed to sound like it's coming from them. Here's host Greg Garrison talking to a guy named Jeff Poor, who fancies himself a political analyst of sorts, and they focus on the criticism being directed at Senator Paul.
Interesting piece, observation by Charles Krauthammer, and he's not a predictable dude. Sometimes I go, really? But mostly, of course, I think he's magnificent. And I wonder what you think of a couple of Rand Paul's moves here. He attacks the Clintons for the Lewinsky scandal, and Krauthammer says that's a dumb tactic, kind of desperate. I'm not sure that he's right, but I'm also not sure that anybody's going to care about Monica Lewinsky when Hillary Clinton is running for president, number one. And then Rand Paul also files suit against the president because of NSA. What do you make of what Paul is doing here, both of those things?
I think, you know, we talk about all these contenders for 2016 all the time, and it's just, you know, you get tired of it. But it looks to me, Rand Paul's name's at least in the mix. It looks like he's playing to win. He's doing the onside kick. He's taking all these chances. He's throwing downfield. He's doing all this stuff that, you know, that's putting him ahead. He's doing the filibuster. To me, it looks like he's positioning himself to at least, you know, be strong in those initial primary states, have a name for himself. He's going on the attack against the Clintons. He's doing all these things that everybody would advise against if you're playing like a safe sort of Mitt Romney or John McCain campaign. But I don't know. He knows maybe he thinks the deck's stacked against him and that he's got to really, you know, he's got to be hitting on all cylinders to win a national election. That would make, you know, why else would you be out front and taking all these bold stances like he has? I think there's something to that.
Yeah. Anymore. It's really hard for me, Jeff, to believe that any of these guys do anything that somebody hadn't thought about first. You know, there's some kind of mens rea, to use some specific intent for everything they do.
And just calculate it. I think it is. I just, you know, if you take a look at the Krauthammer quote, he's like, well, you can't keep doing this for the next 2 years and think that you're going to be successful or it's going to make the Republican Party successful. And then, you know, Krauthammer's right on that in that regard, but who's to say he's going to do this for the next 2 years? As long as he's up in the mix about a year from now, and then going into somewhere like, you know, they have all these straw polls and all these contests in Iowa, all he's got to do is be strong and build up sort of a lead or be in the top two or three, and that the money will come in to fund the presidential campaign. And I think this is calculated. I think this lawsuit's part of it. I think all this stuff is just all we're seeing if he's putting his foot in the water or his toe in the water to see if he can make a run for the presidency.
People in the news, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, the fellow who's been branded a notorious anti-Muslim conspiracy theorist. His name is John Guandolo. Do you know who John Guandolo is? Who knows? Raise your hand if you know who John Guandolo, other than I just explained. He was branded a notorious anti-Muslim conspiracy theorist by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. The Culpeper County, Virginia Sheriff's Office having a counterterrorism program this week conducted by John Guandolo. So the Council on American-Islamic Relations urged the Sheriff of Culpeper County, Scott Jenkins, his name, to disinvite Mr. Guandolo and distance his department from the Jihadi Networks in America program, billed by Mr. Guandolo as advanced counterterrorism training. The sheriff said the 20 staffers from his office attending the seminar at the Culpeper campus of Germana Community College. Tickets are $225 for the training, last 3-4 days, I guess. His department is hosting the event. Staffers got a discounted rate. The Advanced Counterterrorism Training Program, Jihadi Networks in America. As for Mr. Guandolo, his expenses showing up are his responsibility. This was a way to help law enforcement and people who are interested citizens to learn about terrorism in America. Where's Culpeper? Anybody know? Where's somebody listening? Must be in Culpeper County, Virginia. 888-302-3684. What do you think about all of this? The Southern Poverty Law Center, which is an activist organization monitoring so-called hate groups, not a big fan of Mr. Guandolo. One of the spokespersons for the Southern Poverty Law Center said it's hard to believe that the Culpeper County Sheriff's Office would knowingly associate itself with such a disreputable character. Guandolo wrote a book called Raising a Jihadi Generation. He says he's a counterterrorism expert. I love these guys. And just because this is like putting gasoline on a fire. The Islamophobists and the people who don't like them. You know, all Islamics, everybody who's a Muslim is bad. It's like they think all Christians are bad. You know, it's the same kind of nonsense back and forth. But you look at pictures of these guys, Kenny, and they're like caricatures. It's like they're out of a cartoon. And they look, what you think you are going to get when you get John Guandolo is exactly what you get. It's like pictures of Zimmerman now. We don't have to see a picture of Zimmerman. Just bring up his name. Everybody knows what the guy looks like. Speaking of Mr. Zimmerman, other people in the news, here's host Pat Campbell talking about Zimmerman's recent interview on CNN.
Chris Cuomo asks George Zimmerman if he regrets what happened.
Okay.
This is a Larry King-style softball. I mean, just lobbed at you. This is so easy to hit out of the park, it's not even funny. The correct answer should be, must be, has to be, of course I regret what happened. In fact, I wish I would have never even been there that night. That's the right thing to say, the right thing to do, especially if you're trying to make amends and repair your image. Now, I want to play what Cuomo asked him and his answer in its entirety, because it's not what you're what you've been given as far as the soundbite. Because he doesn't give a yes or a no. And he mentions that God's the only one that can judge him, which is true in the big scheme of things, but that's not what you were asked. Do you regret what happened? And to me, like I said, it's a no-brainer. It should be an absolutely. 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 So here's George Zimmerman gets a chance to repair his image with Chris Cuomo, and this is how it went down.
Do you regret that you killed Trayvon Martin?
It's a simple question, but one George Zimmerman can't seem to answer.
Unfortunately, the Department of Justice is conducting a civil rights investigation. So those are the types of questions that, because of the investigation, I have to tread lightly and I can't answer them.
We checked, and the Department of Justice is investigating any civil rights violations, but says charges aren't expected. Still, Zimmerman's reluctance seems to be about more than legalities.
Do you regret that night? Do you have regrets about it?
Certainly, I think about that night, and I think my life would be tremendously easier if I had stayed home.
If you could go back, you would have stayed home that night.
Certainly, yes. In hindsight, absolutely.
And now, as a point of clarification, you said my life would be so much easier. When you say I wish I had stayed home that night, are you thinking about you and also Trayvon Martin?
Certainly, I think about them, him. I think about my family, all the families that have been put in any type of dangerous situation. So, yes, I think about everybody involved.
So there you have part of it, you know, given an opportunity here. And again, this argument that, well, you know, I'm the subject of a Justice Department investigation. Well, then you have absolutely no business being on TV. You shouldn't be talking with members of the press. You certainly shouldn't be talking with somebody like Chris Cuomo from CNN. Where's your attorney? Where's your legal counsel? Where's your common sense?
Really? You mentioned Zimmerman and common sense in the same sentence there? What's the problem with that? 888-302-3684. Okay. We'll pause for a moment in the action, and then we'll spend some time on this guy, Michael Dunn, and his case, The Loud Music Killer, up next here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realized there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu, connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid Plus Up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
This just in, bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. Campbell's soup profits have risen 71% so far this year. And the folks at Campbell's say the reason for it is the bad weather. People staying at home and wanting to have warm soup. That it is another offshoot of the lousy winter weather. Here's Taco's Jimmy Cefalo speaking with a couple of legal analysts about the verdict in the Michael Dunn case.
Michael Dunn, the guy convicted on most counts of shooting into a vehicle and attempted second-degree murder. You know the case in Jacksonville. He faces 75 years in prison, but they hung on the question of first-degree murder. And the question is, did the prosecutor in that case overreach by charging him with first-degree? Lise, we'll start with you.
I think so, absolutely, because she had to know going in it was going to be very tough to show premeditation, first-degree murder. Now, that can happen in an instant, premeditation can, but still. And, you know, she had some good facts, the fact that good for the prosecution, he shot into the car 10 times, mm-hmm. he could have walked away, wasn't stand-your-ground defense, it was just a basic self-defense. The girlfriend slash fiancé didn't testify that, you know, he was scared or anything like that. So she had some good facts, but I think when you reach like that for you know, premeditated murder, it's always tough because jurors kind of want to come back and say, well, we weren't there, we don't really know for sure, let's go with a lesser charge.
Right. Mark?
Well, legally, it shouldn't make a difference. Jurors are instructed to consider the main charge, which would be first-degree murder, and if they can't come back with a unanimous decision on that, then to consider the lesser. So they had the option of then going, okay, if it's not first, let's go to second. If it's not second, let's go to manslaughter.
Right.
As a practical matter, I think that my gut tells me, I haven't heard from any jurors, that some said, hell no, we're not letting them go unless we go to first, and that some probably felt, I'm not going to, it's not first, it's second. And if that's where the jurors hung, then, yeah, this was a really bad decision since he can get life on second degree anyway.
And my only thought about that is that if someone fires into an occupied vehicle 10 times with three teenagers and that are unarmed, how don't you charge them with first degree murder? You know?
Based upon these facts, you know, she didn't need to. Here's the other thing, though. What bothers me is, you know, if anyone's out there going to commit murder, start taking acting lessons now. Because this guy gave an Academy Award-winning performance up there, especially as it relates to, you know, you shoot into a car because your life is in jeopardy, and then you don't tell your fiancé moments after that you saw a gun? He didn't tell anybody.
Right.
I'd be yelling from the highest mountain. I saw a gun.
Right.
Yeah. No, that was a bad fact for the defense, obviously. He went and ordered pizza, went to the hotel, didn't call anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, the argument for the defense, obviously, is just that, well, he was in shock. He didn't know what to do. I think, though, that, you know, come back to jurors like to, I think Mark is exactly right, that jurors like to sort of split the baby. Well, I can't find first, but he certainly did something, and the guy, and this 17-year-old's dead because of what he did, so we're going to find him guilty on something.
This
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
About 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with an entree into the day. In fact, we're trying to find what is the most conversational items of the day. This is going to affect a lot of people, this Comcast merger with Time Warner. A lot of money is being invested by Comcast to get more control of what it is that you are able to see in your homes. So how does it shake out? Ought to be a concern to you or not? Yes or no? Here's Brian Suits with his take on that.
There's a lot of people, I think, who default at a time like this to this, oh, everything is consolidating, it's going to be a monopoly, and life as we know it will cease to exist, and the whole thing. There's people like me who look at this and go, well, yawn. I don't know, but besides local TV, which will always be there, if you want to unplug your cable and get a over-the-air HDTV, you can do that. Recall when the HD became the standard, that was one of the things that the FCC required, was that local TV broadcast over-the-air free HDTV. It's fun, you've got that. But the content that I look at is on the interwebs. Whether it's Hulu, which is on demand. In fact, I get more of what I want. The trend of what's happening of you pulling just what you want, paying for just what you want, continues. And this is one of the things I think that's going to go underreported in this story today. A lot of people are saying, well, this is just going to consolidate where we get our news. Well, again, this isn't in any way shutting down opposition news or anything like that. This is just the pipeline. This is simply the content sender is all this is. And I'm neither enamored of Time Warner or Comcast. I don't have an opinion either way. They both, at certain times I've had them both. And you know what? You turn on the TV and the show you want to watch is there. That's what they do. If there was a problem, I would have gotten rid of it. If you always have the alternative of going to satellite, and even then, there's two satellite providers. So if you don't like what's going on, more so at this time than any other time in human history, you can actually pick and choose what content you watch. And I mean, 200 years ago, was there a competing town crier? No. There was a guy who walked in the middle of Springfield, Massachusetts, and said, oh, yay, oh, yay, whatever, and delivered the news. Then someone invented an opposition newspaper. And from that point forward, our media has been fragmenting, where the big change over the past 15 years, 20 years or so, that maybe no one has noticed or you haven't realized, is you have the ability now to filter out so much stuff. And so all I care about is not, are you going to shuffle up my channels? Is all I care about is, will the broadband internet continue to come into my house? Because through the broadband internet is where I'm getting everything that I need.
Through the looking glass, so to speak. All right, here's another take on this. This is host Chris DeGaulle talking to economist Joel Marxie about why Marxie thinks the deal, this Comcast Time Warner deal, is not good for YOU.
I'm not a business guy. We talk, though, a lot about Comcast and, like I said, how they seem to continue to grow and expand their empire here. They just spent a bunch of money with the Phillies, shored them up for the next 20-some years at, like $2 billion. So, I mean, in everything from concert venues to sports to other cable companies, they grow and they grow. NBC Universal, we know. Are you, as a 30,000-foot view, that does that concern you? How do you frame Comcast's growth in this environment?
My issue with I'm for their, all for their growth and so forth. My concern is the merger and the consolidation of the cable and internet delivery system for consumers. Comcast is a corporate citizen of Philadelphia, and they've been a good one, and that. But at the same time, it's not like they're the Phillies. I don't know that we need to root for Comcast, and certainly what's good for Comcast and their share is good for their shareholders, and that's probably a lot of Philadelphia people. But at the same time, there's probably a lot more cable and internet customers than there are shareholders. So that's my concern is what will happen to internet and cable rates and choices.
You wrote a pretty extensive piece about this in what's called the Business Insider. What would you say? What's the big takeaway? What do you think? Is it just strictly the competitive nature of the market? There are fewer choices, so you think rates will precipitously rise? Is that your main concern, or is it something more involved?
Well, it's not just rate. If that industry has gotten more consolidated over time, we have seen rates go up. And of course, the answer from them is, it's really hard to sort this out. The answer from them is, well, we've got a lot more choices. So,
oh, baloney. That's like American Airlines and US Air getting together. It's going to be cheaper to fly. Yeah, right. We believe that.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.